Pulse 95. Between local lines, notes from the Emirate.
The Sharjah Department of Public Works has completed the renovation of Dubal Hassan Eid Musalla in the Al Sih area, actually, as part of the department's developmental plan catered to the needs of municipal councils in the Emirate of Sharjah. And it was stated that the department has finished all project-related tasks. It will be ready for the next Eid prayers. The entire Eid Musalla, spanning about 10,415 square meters, has been completely paved. Its doors have been replaced as per the directives of His Highness, the ruler of Sharjah. And His Highness also ordered the completion of all Eid prayer yard projects in the Emirate to make them accessible to residents, alleviating, of course, the inconvenience of traveling to distant locations for Eid prayers. And so since we are on this topic, it is very important to remind everyone that Eid prayers will take place at 6:17 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, hearing as well from the branch's management director, really explaining that the department expedited the project completion within the designated time frame, which is so important when it comes to these Eid prayers, really allowing the Islamic Affairs Department to take over and also include these prayer yards in the list of Eid prayer venues. However, recently, the department also completed the development of the Eid prayer yard in Nahwa area in Hordofa Khan, in addition to, of course, establishing a brand new Eid prayer yard in the Al Buhais area of Madam in the central region. So making sure everyone out there is being catered for.
Yeah, lots of preparations. So now what's going to happen is, if you'd like to know more about where the Eid prayers are taking place, you can go on to sia.gov.ae, which is the Islamic Affairs website. So sia.gov.ae/Eid, and you'll get a list of mosques where they will be conducting the Eid prayers. And based on your area, for example, if you live in Rahmania or Siyu or Al Khan areas, then you've got a list of mosques that will be listed over there, and if you are in Muwailih area, you are going to be in the Jurayna area, of course, in Garay, and all these places. They've got the mosques that have been lined up of where the prayers will be taking place, but the biggest congregations will be in Musalla al-Badir, which is the Eid prayer ground in al-Badir area. We've also got the Musalla Sharjah. Now this is the one in the al-Musalla area, very close to the Sharjah, right behind the Sharjah municipality head office. That's another big Eid prayer ground. You've got Musalla al-Khan as well as Musalla Zubair. So be mindful of these four big locations in Sharjah itself, in Sharjah City, where you can be taking part in the Eid prayers. And once again, a reminder, 6:17 a.m. is when it starts. So that does not mean that you rock up at 6:15 and 6:16, because you will be really scrambling for your time. Best is to
be out
there
in the street.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, best is to turn up a little bit earlier, get yourself a nice bath. And of course, there's the Eid prayer that takes place, then there's a sermon, and then once the sermon is done, that's when the official Eid celebrations begin. And to get involved, how does a typical Eid celebration in your household take place? Are you one of those that likes a nice lion right after the prayers? You spend the whole day sleeping, which is quite a lot of people tend to do that, because Ramadan has been quite intense with its sleepless nights for many. Do get involved on the text lines 4215 if you're planning a particular feast, because here on Pulse 95, we have a particular feast of a show to look forward to.
Yeah, the first and second day of Eid, it will be myself and Anna Schofield from 2 to 4. So make sure to tune in and win cash, because we'll be giving out money worth about 2,000 dirhams. So make sure to tune in 2 to 4, Pulse 95.
It's an exciting time, Eid, isn't it? There's loads going on to really cater to the mass. But I don't know, it feels like we only just announced Ramadan has begun. You know, it's absolutely flown by. And I know that you guys have fully immersed yourselves in all of the traditions when it came to the holy month. How's it been? How are we feeling now that Eid is just around the corner?
I'm sad, to be honest.
Okay.
I wanted it to last longer, because it really flew by.
Yeah, yeah.
And the atmosphere during Ramadan is just, it's so unique. Mm-hmm. And I wait for it every single year. Personally, I do. Every mm-hmm. single year, just for the atmosphere, just for the traditions, as you said, that we do celebrate during the holy month. The family coming all together, of course, that's something that I crave so much mm-hmm. Because my family tends to live far away. So it's that time of year when we all gather together, we get together, we have iftar together, we pray together. We spend a lot of time, yeah. obviously, together. And that is something that I really cherish during this holy month. That's why during the holy month, a lot of people tend to, you know, do a lot of gatherings, go out. For myself personally, it's that time when I just make the most out of spending time with my family.
Yeah.
So it is about family for me. That's why I'm like, no, don't end, please. No, I want more. Yeah. But so the atmosphere is really nice.
Also,
but it's also about the giving back part.
Exactly. Yeah.
The giving back during Ramadan. It's like it's a month where you are reminded of how much of a human you should be, mm-hmm. how much of a good human you should be, and of course it's about refreshing yourself and cleansing yourself, of course, in so many different ways and forms. Mm. And it just goes a long way.
Yeah, I think the practices that you just said there, when it came to giving back, looking yeah. after yourself, being surrounded by your family, those are practices that are instilled during the holy month, but they're also practices that you should continue for the
Absolutely.
Future. So I love that we have been undergoing them during the holy month, but we shouldn't just let it slide and be like, oh, now it's over, I'm just going to go back to how I was. Continue those practices.
And some people think that it's just about fasting from food and water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the case at all. It's not just about that. It's, of course, there's a lesson learned from
Absolutely.
That. More sentimental lesson than mm-hmm. it is physical, I feel. But it's more of, you know, you're fasting from a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
from a lot of bad things, rather than just food and water. It's much deeper than that, mm-hmm. you know. That's why they say, you know, restrain yourself from doing bad things to other people during the holy month, getting angry mm-hmm. At other people, gossiping, raising your voice at other people during fighting, anything like that, you know. So if you get angry during Ramadan, try to stay away, try to restrain from any kind of arguments or anything that is negative mm-hmm. during the holy month of Ramadan. Hopefully, when we come out of that month, we've actually kind of made it into a habit mm-hmm. In the long run.
That's why we've got a poll up on our Instagram stories this morning. What are you looking forward to working on the most? If it's something that you've learned the most and would like to continue in the years and the months ahead, get involved on that poll on our Insta story. Do send us those responses. Appreciate that this morning. And yes, we'll be continuing the conversations here on the program about the holy month of Ramadan, of course, and lots of entertainment to look forward to in terms of competitions and events as well. So stay with us here on the program. That conversation is going to be up next after some more musical entertainment, and we shall be right back.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
With a story to tell. A story to tell.